I'm reading the first 34 verses of Psalm 104 from the New Living Translation. Let all that I am praise the Lord. O Lord my God, how great you are. You are robed with honor and majesty. You're dressed in a robe of light. You stretch out the starry curtain of the heavens. You lay out the rafters of your home on the rain clouds. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride upon the wings of the wind. The winds are your messengers. Flames of fire are your servants. You place the world on its foundation so it would never be moved. You clothed the earth with floods of water, water that covered even the mountains. At your command, the water fled. At the sound of your thunder, it hurried away. Mountains rose and valleys sank to the levels you decreed. Then you set a firm boundary for the seas, so they would never again cover the earth. You make springs pour water into their ravines, so streams gush down from the mountains. And they provide water for all the animals, and the wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds nest beside the streams and sing among the branches of the trees. You send rain on the mountains from your heavenly home, and you fill the earth with the fruit of your labor. You cause grass to grow for the livestock and plants for people to use. You allow them to produce food from the earth, wine to make them glad, olive oil to soothe their skin, and bread to give them strength. The trees of the Lord are well cared for, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. There the birds make their nests and the storks make their homes in the cypresses. High in the mountains live the wild goats, and the rocks form a refuge for the hyraxes. You made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows when to set. You send the darkness, and it becomes night, when all the forest animals prowl about. Then the young lions roar for their prey, stalking the food provided by God. At dawn, they slink back into their dens to rest. Then people go off to their work, where they labor until evening. O Lord, what a variety of things you have made. In wisdom, you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here's the ocean, vast and wide, teeming with life of every kind, both large and small. See the ships sailing along, and Leviathan, which you have made to play in the sea. They all depend on you to give them food as they need it. When you supply it, they gather it. You open your hand to feed them, and they are richly satisfied. But if you turn away from them, they panic. When you take away their breath, they die and turn again to dust. When you give them your breath, life is created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord continue forever. The Lord takes pleasure in all he has made. The earth trembles at his glance. The mountains smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God to my last breath. May all my thoughts be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. O Heavenly Father, we are in such awe of who you are. Just a description that the psalmist has given us today takes our breath away. All the things that you have done, the boundaries that you have set for the seas, the way in which you take care of livestock, the way in which you have filled the ocean, teeming with life, both large and small, every kind. Oh Master, how good it is to be able to look at you through the lenses of this psalm. And yet, Lord, we know that we have but to look outside and see beautiful trees that gives so much life to the earth, and then to see skies and then a canopy that you have set above us filled with shining lights, and then the sun during the day, the moon during the night, all of this, Lord, that you have created. And then you created us, Master, each one of us, and you were so happy with your creation. And Lord, your word tells us that you delight in us. And Lord, we think of your magnificence and the awesome things that you have created, and then think about us and that you love us so much, and it blows our minds. Thank you is all that we can muster. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you that your eternal arms are underneath us, and that you care so much for each one of us. And if there is one who's hearing this psalm, who's feeling alone, feeling left out, feeling like they are uncared for, Lord, would you quickly draw alongside them, hold them in your hands, Lord, and reiterate to them that you will never leave them, that the God of all creation has said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.